you are getting ready to listen to the voice of Dr. Roddy Ferguson, 2004 Olympian, four-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach.
What's going on, man? This is Dr. Roddy Ferguson, 2004 Olympian, four-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach. And I'm currently out on my morning walk and haven't done a coffee with Rodney in a while, in this particular format or fashion. I want to just have a conversation with you about a few things, but before I start talking about it, I want to say this. I want to put you in the mindset of this. No matter what you believe or what you don't believe, there's a, I'll say it's a quote. It's a quote in the Bible that speaks of the acquisition of wisdom. It says, get wisdom because it's the principal thing. But in all thy getting, get some understanding. Now, I made a video the other day, which seemed to be kind of controversial, when I asked the question, are all BJJ black belts judo black belts? And I answered the question. And of course, the way that I posed the question was controversial in and of itself. But the answer is no. In and of itself, in a nutshell, it's no but. No but. They're very close, and they can be, with the acquisition of some basically history, nomenclature, terms, words, etc. And people have chimed in and created some arguments back and forth. And I think that the arguments are based upon their particular understanding, and then a lack of understanding of the following. This particular question: what makes a black belt a black belt? Because when you get that understanding, then it's easy to answer the question. So I'm a 6-degree black belt in judo, a Rokudan. I don't know a plethora of katas. I can stumble through the Nage no Kata because I know judo. But I'd stumble through it at a level for some individuals that would be greatly disappointing for a 6-degree black belt. However, I've competed internationally. I've won a few national championships here and there. I've gone to the Olympics. I've trained people who have gone to the Olympics. I've helped train people who have gone to the Olympics. I have trained people who have won, you know, veteran world championships. I've trained national champions. I've done a lot.
0.4 miles. 15 minutes, 35 seconds per mile, 59 calories burned.
Thank you. That's my little trainer talking to me. So I've done all these particular things because there are a lot of different ways to achieve or acquire a black belt. I remember I was having a conversation with a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt years ago at my seminar, and he disagreed with someone being able to get a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, not being able to do a triangle, not being able to do an armbar, not being able to do a choke. He said, well, it's impossible to become a black belt. I said, I don't think so. So I had him turn around and I put two people on the mat. I said, explain how to do a triangle choke to the person on the bottom. He was like, oh, well, you put your hand. I told the person, do exactly what he says. And he did exactly what he said. You put your hand here, you put your foot there, you put that. And when he turned around, it was all incorrect. I said, the reason why it's all incorrect is because you didn't tell him to put his left hand on the person's right lapel, to put his right hand on the person's left sleeve or left wrist. I said, you're not explaining it at a level that he can understand it. I said, because even though you don't have a handicap, or you don't have a challenge, or you're not disabled in one area, that in and of itself is a crutch to your particular understanding. I said, because a person who's a paraplegic or a person who's in a wheelchair, they still can't acquire a black belt in judo and a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Why? Because there's a standard canon of education. There's a standard canon of knowledge that one can acquire. And once that person acquires that standard canon of knowledge, they should receive their diploma for understanding. That's like saying a person can't get a high school diploma because they're deaf mute. That's not true. The problem that we have in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, especially in North America, is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was brought to us through the UFC. Because it was brought to us through the UFC, a lot of people believe that you have to be some type of badass in order to achieve a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Now, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, we all know, came from judo, which is a focus of mostly Neiwaza, or focus of the self-defense and some of the Atemiwaza, okay, of the striking. But so many people believe that the acquisition of a black belt, it's like a PhD. When the acquisition of a black belt, it's like a high school diploma, because it's the beginning of understanding. It's only that particular time. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, young man. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. And yourself? They won't hit me. All right. So there's an understanding. There's a standard canon of knowledge that you can acquire. And then when you acquire that knowledge, you get your diploma. I think people believe that you have to be able to beat somebody up in order to get a black belt. Let's look at an area that's starved for, I'm going to use judo in this particular case. Let's look at Maine, all right? In the state of Maine, in the United States. Got a lot of thriving and booming judo clubs in Maine. Does that mean that that person, Mr. Johnson, who started judo at the age of 6, got his black belt when he was 25, now opens a dojo in Maine, has been teaching for the last 40 years, does that mean that he's not a 6th degree or 7th degree in judo? Of course he is. Has he ever won a national championship? No. Has he gone to the Olympics? No. Has he given back to the art and to the sport? Yes. Does he have an after-school program where kids have their lemonade and their vanilla wafers? Of course. Does he make sure that people are safe and they can train in a safe environment? Yeah, man. He does all these particular things. Does that mean that he's not a black belt because he can't do what somebody like Teddy Riner can do? Of course not. I think that we look at things differently because of a lack of understanding. Case in point, you have Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belts they can't fight sleep. Does that mean they're not black belts? No, some of them focus solely and only on the self-defense portion. You have black belts in judo, all right, who only do kata. You have black belts in judo who've never competed. You have black belts in judo who only know tachiwaza, which is a stand-up. You got black belts in judo who are sporting black belts, meaning they do the sport. That's it, and they're good because of sport. Sporting black belts. Okay, the black belt that comes through today who only does the sport has no understanding of kani basami, all right, which is a leg scissor technique. Has no understanding of Morote Gari, Kuchiki Taiyoshi, has no understanding of any of the leg grab techniques, does that mean that person's not a black belt? Of course they're a black belt. It's just like I am a Rokudan, a 6th degree in judo. I have very little understanding of kote waza, which are wrist techniques. Do I know some of them? Yes. Do I know a lot of them? No. The etemi waza in judo. Do I know a lot of the etemi waza in judo? Absolutely not. The striking techniques in judo, I do not have a good grasp on those. I can run into a 6th degree or a 7th degree somewhere else around the country or in Japan. And he was like, you don't know the etemi waza? No, I don't know it. But there are many paths in order to get your black belt or to become proficient in judo. I think that those of you who do Brazilian jiu-jitsu and do Brazilian jiu-jitsu only and solely, you just don't study enough. You don't study enough to at this day and age, all right, with the books that are available. I'm not talking about the stuff that you read on the internet. With the books that are available, if you truly believe that you are doing something other than judo, and you're doing something other than what Kano has taught, you are severely delusional. The way that you can practice Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the way that you can practice Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because you can practice it, is based upon the principle of randori, of free play. That understanding that you have when you want to do newaza, you want to do groundwork, and you don't want to do stand up because you don't want to get hurt, that in and of itself, that increased level of softness in the training is the judo. Period. You learn all these particular things and you've been fed this narrative and you just will not read. And then you have these arguments and these discussions about the difference in the culture and the difference in the, I don't care about if you're drinking acai after practice or if you're hanging out and if you have a surface culture. Every country has its own culture. Every dojo has its own flavor. Every gym has its own makeup. But that doesn't mean because you call the thing something different that you're not doing judo. You're still doing judo. And if you don't want to call it judo, it's okay. Doesn't mean you're not doing judo. And yes, you can have a black belt in judo with very little understanding of etemi waza. You can have a black belt in judo with very little understanding in kensetsu waza. You can have a black belt in judo with very limited understanding in tachi waza. You can pursue a black belt in all areas. It's like when you meet a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt and the person only knows self-defense. You're like, man, this guy is horrible. No, the guy's not horrible. That young woman is not horrible. They know what they know. I was having this discussion with another practitioner, and I said this. If you go through all of the throws in the Goku no Waza, all right, and you perform them all, I don't care if you perform on a dummy, I don't care if you perform on a person, but you know all of them. You know them, okay? Just for the sake of the discussion, let's say you perform them on a person, and the person is standing square, okay? They're just standing in front of you with their feet square, not righty, not lefty. And you can perform the throw, and you can explain the throw. You know the history. You can explain all of the major pins, and you can do all those things. Man, once you've completed, which takes time, of course, once you've completed all those things and you've done them well, and they're precise and they're clean, to some people, you'll be able to get a black belt in judo. Now, there's other people who was like, no, I need you to know how to do the throw. and Iyotsu, same side. I need you to know how to do throwing Kenka Yotsu. I need you to be able to set up the move. I need you to be able to do Osoro into Uchimata, Osoro into Taifu. For some people, and then you'll get your black belt. For some people, they're like, man, I don't need you to know all that. I need you to know all the, I need you to know all the kata. There's other ways to get a black belt. I think some of you believe that judo means throwing. Judo does not mean throwing. There are a lot of parts of judo. The tachiwaza part of judo is no more important than the newaza part of judo. The newaza part of judo is no more important
start walking than the for 10 minutes.
The newaza part of judo is no more important than the katami waza part of judo. The pursuit of a black belt per kano was not to become an expert in judo. It was to become an expert individual, an expert citizen. It was for personal development. And judo was used as a way of personal development through the process of physical education. Somewhere along the line, that got muddled. Somewhere along the line, the way that curriculum is doled out in the dojo has gotten muddled. Somewhere along the line, people start believing, well, in order to have a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you got to be a badass. That's not the deal. And if you think that's the deal, then you're sorely miseducated. That's not the deal. I hear people arguing about this one person has taken private lessons with the Machado brothers, and this one lady she's a purple belt now. People are like, oh man, she's a purple. Listen, she's a different purple belt than you. If she has the money and the funds to take private lessons and learn at a rate that is different than you, and she knows the movements that are inside of the curriculum, and she's able to demonstrate the techniques, then yes, that's the belt that she's at. It doesn't mean that she can beat the purple belt in your dojo. It doesn't mean that. It means that she's taken the time to learn. Then there's these people who have this weird understanding that it takes 15 years or 10 years or 8 years or 6 years or 4 years or 2 years. Man, how the hell do you know how long it takes somebody? It depends on how much time that person has. It's not the time in, it's what they do with the time. And maybe that person can't demonstrate the techniques that you do in your dojo. Doesn't mean they're not a black belt. That's like if I see a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and I ask the person, I say, okay, show me Ogoshi or Koshiguruma or Osotogari or Uchi. They're like, man, I don't know what that is. I said, man, show me a hip toss when your arm is around the waist. Oh, okay, we do that. And then they do this wide step and split their legs and put the... And it looks just horrible. It looks horrible to me. But there may be some technical acumen that they have in Newaza that's greater than what I have. Or there may be some technical acumen in Newaza that's proficient enough to warrant them to be a black belt. I think some of you all got it all twisted and wrong when it comes to the understanding of what makes a black belt. And I will tell you this. I want you to follow me here, all right? Judo has a standard canon of moves and techniques for you to become a black belt or for you to show proficiency. You could show proficiency in several areas. You can do so by being a good sports person. Okay, you could be good in competition. You could do so by just knowing the techniques in one area, like really, really, really good. Because we have that. We have people who do tachiwaza and very little newaza except for the pins and a few arm bars and chokes. And then you have people who can become black belts by and understanding damn near all the moves because they study kata. And can do the techniques sometimes better than the Olympians. When it comes to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, man, I challenge you to show me a standard list of techniques that everybody in Jiu-Jitsu would know one particular way so that everybody knows. You don't have it. And the reason why you don't have it is because you've deviated so far from the root. My sole goal right now, as I am the chairperson of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, United States Judo Association, is to understand or get individuals to understand what inclusion means and what diversity means. Diversity has nothing to do with gender or skin color. This is one thing I learned at Howard University. Diversity has to do with diverse conceptual framework, meaning we need to diversify the way that we think about things. Because how you think about something and how I think about something is different. It doesn't mean that just because we think differently about the thing that we can't find a place where we agree. In the true sense of the dialectical, I can take your thesis and add it with my antithesis, and then we can come up with synthesis. We can synthesize some type of understanding and move forward. We don't necessarily have to agree in order to come up with an agreement. That's where I'm coming from the diversity, equity, and inclusion background. I don't know where people come up with these arguments of what are you going to do with black folks and white folks, and what are you going to do with the women, and what are you going to do with trans athletes? Hold on, player. All those things are nice, but all those things are based upon what you believe and how you think. Now, I can take what you believe and how you think, combine it with what I believe and how I think, and we can come up with some synthesis, whether we agree or not. And then there are certain thrusts, okay, and certain things that I would like to do while I'm the chairperson. Do I believe that we need to have a thrust to get more women in judo? 100%. Do I believe that we need a thrust to get more black folks in judo? Yes. People will say, well, I'm concerned about people of color. Personally, I'm not concerned about people of color while I'm the chair. I'm not going to be the chair for the whole time. I'm specifically concerned about making sure that there's more black folks and more folks that look like me doing judo. I'm also interested in making sure that more individuals who do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu understand that they are doing judo and to help them achieve the double black belt status by creating pathways for them to get good and proficient at judo, to understand judo better, to find the pathway.
Halfway there. I don't even want to kill you.
To find the pathway for them to achieve the double black belt status. And then...
Duration 30 minutes, 1 second. Fantastic. Distance 1.2 miles.
Fantastic.
Pace 20 minutes, 30 seconds per mile, 179 calories burned.
Yeah, I'm moving at a snail's pace today because I'm talking. And then we need to find a pathway for those individuals to achieve the double black belt status. And there's a way to do that. And arguing about what somebody's uchimata looks like, it's nonsensical. I've heard some of these judo guys arguing about, well, they can't do throws. Bro, these people can beat you on the ground like you're a child. You should be quiet. You should be quiet. What you should ask yourself is, what can I learn from them, and what
duration
can they
minutes,
learn from me?
Seconds. Distance 1.2 miles. Pace 20 minutes, 37 seconds per mile, 183 calories burned.
Yeah, man, you need to ask these people what can I teach them and what can they teach me? What can I learn from them and what can they learn from me? And then diversify your martial arts portfolio. Instead of sitting there trying to create this great divide, there's no divide. I don't care what, listen, I do not care what you think about what you're doing. The history is there. I had somebody on Instagram ask me, so I've been looking for the information on the Atemiwaza of Judo. Man, I gave him a research paper. I also gave him a book, old school book about the Atemiwaza of Judo, so he can get it. He's man, super thankful. He's learning things that he never knew existed, that he thought belonged to the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu space. Man, these individuals are, and with, man, you gotta read, man. And as much as you would like to,
and speed up
4-7 minutes.
As much as you would like to create this level of differentiation, okay. As much as you would like to do that, you gotta really sit down and read some of Kano's work. And then you have to understand, how did what you're doing right now get to you? That's the question. How did what you're doing right now get to you? It got to you through Kano. It doesn't matter how much it's changed or evolved. Man, judo has changed and evolved. Judo is not the same. Any sport, all right, that has rules will evolve based upon the rule set, because coaches are going to find a way to win. It's just what they do. It's just you have a different rule set. If you want to argue and say the sports are different, they're different sports. They're the same art. It's exact. There are no techniques that you are doing in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu that aren't judo techniques. There's none. You're absolutely delusional if you think in the short time that you're here on the earth, okay? The average lifespan is like 77 and a half years. If you think in this time that you're here, that you've done something or created something with that cloth that nobody in the history of the world has ever done, you are delusional. You are silly. You are dumb. The reason why you believe that is because you got the internet, so you can see stuff, and you think you're researching because you're looking on the internet, right? There have been people who have been rolling around and fighting and throwing and wrestling with and without, you understand what I'm saying, a uniform on for eons. And you think as you wrap the lapel around the shoulder or under the leg or through the thing, you think you made something up? And I had a great conversation with Shayna Baszler. Shayna's like, there are no new moves. No new moves. There might be a new take on a move. There's no new moves. There might be a move you haven't seen before. That's possible. There's no new moves, man. I think that until you decide to accept that what I do came from this particular historical individual and why it was created the way it was created. Because people want to say, oh, well, you know, Kano did jiu-jitsu first and then it, okay. Right, he did. He did. Then you need to find the, don't get on Google. Go read Kano's work and find out why he created judo. And then find out why he fought so hard for judo to get in the Olympics. Just find out. Those particular things will help you and help your understanding. And don't think because you can drop on the floor and go to your back and ankle lock somebody or heel hook a person, that makes what you do better than what somebody else does. They've studied a different area and you've studied a different area and they're very proficient in their area and you're very proficient in your area. Don't allow a mat and a rule set to fool you. Don't allow your bias to fool you. As good as Gordon Ryan is, and he's superb on the ground. Let's be clear. No, he's not beating Bijan Lopez as they're outside in the street and they're on the concrete. The guy who's 4-time Olympian and Greco-Roman wrestler. It's just not happening. It's not happening. The best he can hope for is a short hospital stay. It's the best. Concrete is unyielding. All right. So I think the number one thing that you have to do is you got to read. Number two is you got to ask yourself, what qualifies and what makes a black belt? And why do I believe it that way? Why do I believe it to be so? And could there possibly be something that I'm missing? Could it be some understanding that I need to acquire to get a better hold or a better grasp on this particular thing? And until you open your mind, until you are resigned to listen to someone else who may know more than you in that space, you're going to be stuck where you are. 100%. And I would highly, highly encourage you to get to a point where you do more reading. Good morning. You do more studying. And you get some more understanding. When you're at practice and when you're training, right? When you're reading and you're acquiring information, you're increasing your wisdom. And as we started before, get wisdom. Because it's a principal thing. But in all thy getting, get some understanding. This is Dr. Ferguson. Have a super fantastic day. And please, please, please support my podcast by going to www.judoislife.net and to get my book, Judo is Life, today. Take care.
You are getting ready to listen to the voice of Dr. Roddy Ferguson, 2004 Olympian, 4-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach.